DEI practices reduce productivity, cost $94 billion annually, White House Economic Report. Washington, diversity, equity, and inclusion practices negatively impacted the U.S. economy, according to the 2026 White House Economic Report released April 13. Researchers calculated that DEI policies reduced output and lowered the country's gross domestic product by about $94 billion each year, amounting to approximately $1,160 per year for families with two working adults. These estimates imply that DEI promotion has led to inefficient management, raising the cost of doing business, the report reads. These costs lead the companies practicing DEI to hire fewer people and pay their workers less. President Donald Trump commissioned the report, released by the White House Council of Economic Advisers. DEI policies actively encouraged employment discrimination, according to the report, which cited fourfold growth in the percentage of minorities holding management positions between 2016 and 2023. During the same period, industries that adopted DEI protocols were 2.7% less productive than industries that avoided the cultural shift. These results imply that DEI practices lead to inefficient management, which raises the cost of doing business, the report reads, noting that consumers are then forced to pay higher prices or quality is reduced. The president announced soon after taking office for a second time that his administration was targeting what he said are discriminatory hiring practices. "We've ended the tyranny of so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion policies all across the entire federal government and indeed the private sector and our military, and our country will be woke no longer," Trump said when he addressed a joint session of Congress in March 2025. "We believe that whether you are a doctor, an accountant, a lawyer, or an air traffic controller, you should be hired and promoted based on skill and competence, not race or gender." President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law in 1964, thus outlawing employment discrimination based on race, color, gender, religion, or national origin. Human resources departments across the country generally abided by the laws to avoid legal action, but things began to change approximately 10 years ago when corporate offices began adopting new diversity-related hiring agendas. President Joe Biden accelerated DEI practices with executive orders implementing the programs in the military and across the federal government's various agencies and departments. Biden directed government agencies to seek opportunities to establish a position of Chief Diversity Officer or Diversity and Inclusion Officer, ensure that all federal employees have their respective gender identities accurately reflected and identified in the workplace, among other changes. Agencies were required to submit equity action plans, outlining steps to further diversify staff. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen oversaw the establishment of an equity hub and advisory committee on racial equality, spending millions of dollars on DEI consulting services in the process and redirecting billions of dollars in federal funding to benefit specific racial groups, according to the report. Studies show references to DEI programs exploded during the 2020s, with many corporations mentioning the policies during earnings calls, which cited analyses showing the number of DEI-related jobs quadrupled between 2017 and 2022. Trump rescinded the orders with a series of executive actions in January 2025. The public release of these plans demonstrated immense public waste and shameful discrimination. "That ends today," the president wrote in one order. "Americans deserve a government committed to serving every person with equal dignity and respect, and to expending precious taxpayer resources only on making America great."